Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Teach Me Sweden. This is a Swedish history podcast with two Americans. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not American. I'm Swedish.
I'm going to start over. I was thinking of Spinoff. You're listening to Teach Me Sweden, a Swedish history podcast with two comedians teaching each other Swedish history through comedy. I'm Jonathan Rollins.
Jag heter Erik Broström och i det här fina lilla avsnittet så kommer jag berätta en magisk historia.
Yes, it's about how to make a really good deal.
Yeah, lyssna när jag dribblar bort Jonathan i den kavalkad av händelser.
It's a slam dunk of an episode.
Och han assisterar mig väldigt bra i avsnittet, Jonathan. Han är en bra assist.
All right, let's do it. I got a rebound.
Oh
man.
Är det okej?
No.
Såg helt, du fick en glasartad blick och stirrade rakt ut i fjärran.
My life flashed before my eyes. And yeah. I'm getting older now, so it takes longer.
Are you getting sick of getting scared every time? Every episode?
No, this is fantastic.
Det är kul, det är roligt att bli skrämd. Det är som att se en skräckfilm varje gång. Man kommer hit, sätter sig, och så får man syn på varandra och så blir man rädd.
Are you like scary movies?
I don't know. Okay. I have like faces. So, not faces.
Okay.
different faces. I can, ibland så bara, men nu vill jag se lite skräck. Och sen så bara, okay. Håller jag på med? Varför vill jag se? Jag vill inte bli skrämd.
Okay, I don't watch it. My wife doesn't like it, so it's just not a part of my life.
Was that a bad excuse for you being too afraid to watch them?
You got me.
Jag hade kollat på det hela tiden, men min fru. The old ball and chain.
No, we always watch stuff. We watch stuff together, and then me sitting by myself. I wonder how that will go. I did watch a good scary movie. My sister had told me about. My wife would not.
Weekend.
It was shit. What was the name of it? Oh, and even the picture was terrifying. It's like the story was what interested me. It's supposed to be in like the 1970s. Kids were going missing.
Uh huh.
And the guy. Who took them, he was like dressed like as a clown / magician, not a clown, but like a magician or something.
Okay.
And he would get the kid, put him in his van, take him to the home. And then there was a phone on the wall.
Oh, black phone.
Yes.
Yes.
And it would call, like the kids would call and try to help the...
Yeah.
Former victims would call and try to help the next victim.
Like ghosts or something.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke.
Yes.
Yes. Ethan Hawke,
yeah. That was good. I thought that was like, it was a plot. It wasn't like, I don't know. I like a movie with a plot.
Men till och med en bra skräckfilm i grund och botten, så fort någon säger så här, den är ju fånig, då säger man så här, ja, det är en skräckfilm.
Of course, yeah.
Of course it's silly. It's a horror movie. Stupid.
Yeah, but that was it got so angry. Well, but that was good.
Har du någon film som du inte ville se, men som du blev överraskad av att du tyckte var bra?
That I didn't want to see. I like watching movies I haven't seen. No, I don't. Nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, okay.
I've had movies that were surprisingly good, but nothing really. I've had like Tyler Perry movies a lot of times. I wouldn't really watch those.
Yeah, not big in Sweden either.
No, it makes sense. It's like really narrow audience. But I've his plays. I didn't want to check it out, but it was very entertaining.
His plays?
He did plays before movies.
Oh, really?
He's a great story of a hero story, or not hero, but like a success story.
Uh huh.
He wrote a play he was homeless and it was like, this is my last shot before I give up. And he created the Madea character. And that play got him started. And now he's now he's like a green lighter.
Generated like 100 movies also.
Yeah. Even though they're shitty.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Nah, I don't know. I don't really know why I asked either.
I wasn't ready. Just...
I didn't like... Man tänker sig att man tittar på något som ett par. Ser alltid... Mm. Man väljer lite så här... Nu väljer jag.
Mm.
And you choose for your preference. So when the other one chooses... I'm a movie buff, so I'm... Jag är alltid lite så lite skeptisk. Om det är något jag inte fattar.
Are you a little pretentious?
Nah.
That was the answer of a pretentious man.
Nej, jag tror att jag är inskränkt. I'm like... Because I think I know what I like.
Mm.
And I've beginning to open up the last years.
Okay. You know what?
What?
My son is really into Marvel.
Yeah.
He's starting to grab those movies.
Nice.
And they're surprisingly good. I thought I wouldn't fuck with it. And
how
it
was, long have you gotten? How far?
He didn't start at the beginning. My son was... He's doing it wrong. He like started with like Endgame. Like,
oh no.
I'm like, son, we got to go from the beginning. I was like, if we're going to do this, we do it together, do it from the beginning. He's already seen Infinity War. He's already seen Endgame. Like,
no.
And these are like the end. I was like, you got to start with like Iron Man. He's seen Iron Man now.
Shit.
Yeah.
He ruined it. Fuck.
Fuck that kid.
It's an emotional journey. You have to start from the beginning.
But he's cool to watch. I mean, he's seen, he watches them over and over. So okay, he's cool. Like, I can check it out. We can do it that way. But I was surprised at how good.
Yeah. So, and they love them.
Guardians of the Galaxy, he's been watching those too.
They're good, yeah.
Yeah.
Some are good. Up till Endgame. And then it's not great.
It's about money.
Yes. Mm. That's what it is. Segway.
Uh-oh. Money.
Test my story.
How did money become, right? No.
How did money become?
How did money come to
how was money made? Nej, inte så. Nej, det här är en sporthistoria.
Okej.
Okay. Men som jag redan sagt till dig, mm-hmm. jag är lite orolig för att du kan den här.
Never watched any sports in my life.
You do.
Yeah.
But this one, for particular reasons, you might know. Even so, if you do, I'm going to do the story.
Of course.
Den här storyn börjar, man kan säga, 1991.
Okay, wow. I was alive.
Jag med. vi båda var. Och den här nästan hela storyn utspelar sig i Borås.
Mm-hmm.
Och i Borås så bildades det ett basketlag som heter M7.
Mm-hmm. Och, I'm trying to think of basketball players now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, M7.
Yeah. And de spelade lite. De hade två framgångar. Det var två SM-finaler.
The M17.
The M7 team, yeah.
They had two Swedish mästerskaps finaler. Wow.
Yeah.
Congrats to them. Mm-hmm.
One 1997 and one in 2000.
Okay.
Båda gångerna var mot ett lag som hette Planja. Men de förlorade, tror jag. Ja.
They lost both?
Yep.
Okay.
Så det var inte jättebra. Och de fick in en coach, en ny coach i till laget.
Mm.
Och som hette, jag måste kolla upp namnet. Jag har sparat här, vänta.
Erik? No.
No. Erik
Lars?
Brostrom, no.
No.
No. No. Niklas? That's so fun. No, his name was Charles Barton.
Charles Barton.
Yes. So he was an American.
Okay.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of basketball in the U.S.
Created by James Naismith, yes.
Exactly. Everybody knows that.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, the famous Naismith.
In a peach basket, yes.
Yes. Peach. What's a peach basket?
A basket that they used to put peaches in to pick peaches from a tree.
Måste man... Var en specifik korg för just peaches, eller var det bara...
They just called it peach basket. They just say he took a peach basket, put it up, and was like, we'll just play this game.
Oh, so it was a basket.
And you take the ball out of the basket at first.
Oh, no.
They didn't cut the bottom until later. Like, it's easier if we cut the bottom.
Åh, vilket snille. Åh, vad dumt.
He's like, oh, good job, man. Can you bring the ladder?
Ja, hämtar den sist. Och basketmatchen slutade 2-0. It took so much time. Mm. So, Charles Barton were there too. Han skulle liksom få lite mer energi i laget M7. Tänkte att de skulle shake it up lite. Mm. Och ja, men han började titta lite så här. Han hade lite kontakter i USA liksom. Han började titta lite hit så här på folk som han kunde liksom ta dit. Skiftade spelare.
In the 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, this was like 97, 98 or something. I don't know when he became the coach, but 1999 så hör han av sig till en han känner en basketagent i USA som heter Steve Haney. And he's like, well, do you know anyone? Do you have any players? Har du någon liksom? Och Steve Haney, han var en agent som gillade att skryta och han sa så här, well, I do know Magic Johnson. Because I'm married to his niece or something like that. And they were like, oh, we should get him here. And he was like, yeah. And
in 97, he's retired.
Yeah, because in 91,
HIV.
HIV, yeah. And then in 99, this idea starts to take form.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Magic Johnson had HIV.
Yeah.
And then they brought him back to play.
Jag hörde, ja. And they didn't want to play with him.
He got, some players didn't want to play, and then he got cut in a game. He was bleeding.
Oh.
And everybody freaked out.
Yep.
And he was like, you know what? It's better if I just retire. And he retired, yeah. And that's before this. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And because little known to M7 Borås, Magic Johnson was actually looking to invest in a Europe like in a National Basket League team. So the joke became more and more serious. And there was an ordförande för M7 Borås called Bertil Larsson. I was sure I had his name here, but
Bertil Larsson.
I think so. Let's say it was that.
Bertil.
It sounds like a Swede, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Then let's just say that it was.
Okay, Bertil. Tack, Bertil.
I think it was. I should have prepared this better. Okay. So they go to the U.S. and start to negotiate to get Magic Johnson to put his name on M7.
Okay.
And, like, to promote it and just be the front figure for it.
Uh-huh. Oh, that makes sense.
So they get there and... Charles Barton träffar Magic. Först träffar de alla advokater. Han har typ 12 advokater.
Yes, of course.
And everyone
tries. How many doctors?
Well, I'm not even sure they met with a physician because they were off trying to cure AIDS. But probably, right?
He's never had AIDS, though.
No, just HIV. Yeah, how come? That was so early.
Money, man. He said his regimen is really strict on his medicine.
But did
now, if you watch, I watch football games.
Yeah,
there's HIV medicine commercials that play during the game.
Men hade de? Det fanns väl ingen medicin 91, 97?
He's been at the forefront of everything.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, what's that? Okay, let's try this. Yeah.
Oh, so it's thanks to Magic that we have.
Yeah, and if your nickname's Magic, I mean, you speak it into existence.
That damn. True. I mean, so. De håller på och förhandlar och under förhandlingen så visade det sig att Magic Johnson vill vara med och spela. Så de bara, okej.
Okay. One of the best ever.
Yeah, I'm bara, I want to play maybe one game or more. And so they signed this contract. And de är ju så här, han Bertil Larsson, as I call him now. He's like, they're like, are you the owner? For the team, he's like, well, I'm ordförande. Oh, so you're the owner? He's like, no, because in Sweden, it's an ideell förening. Yeah. So.
Also, you can't even really like invest like that.
they don't know that. So so they sign a contract with Magic Johnson, and he gets he's supposed to get $100,000 give his name for the team. He wants rights on all the merch in Europe if they start selling merch. He's agreed to play one game, and he gets the vinst, the delning, like the plus
prize money, okay,
of like 70% of the profit.
Magic takes 70%
every year.
Okay,
the club takes 30%.
Okay, wow.
The club,
but his name's gonna bring money.
Yes, the club also cover all the costs.
And
so the split of the winning is 70-30. So
Magic,
they get 30% in all costs.
Wow, Magic.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And när de kommer tillbaka till Sverige och berättar det här, så folk tror ju inte ens på det, liksom.
So we got, okay, we did a shitty deal.
Yeah.
With Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
You don't believe me? Don't believe me?
But
no,
I think...
No, like, way you do a shitty deal.
No, but I think, like, on their end, they thought, oh, this is a basketball team in Sweden. And so de sa så här, men vi fixar sponsorer så pengar finns. Så Sverige var så här, ja, men då så. Liksom, it's Magic Johnson.
Yes.
What are we going to do? And... And then he just shows up on October 26th, 1999. He plays
99.
Yeah, he plays in Borås Hallen in what's now called Magic M7 team. And when he first
with the Borås,
yeah, Borås of all places. He didn't do research. Like, I want to invest in a Europe team.
Yeah.
Like, I want to make it. And so when he gets there before the game, he's like, hi, everybody. And he's like in an interview. He's,
hi, everybody. I'm
And he was like, first of all, you couldn't afford me. I'm not doing this for money. I'm here because I love basketball. Like, stuff like that.
But I'm taking 70%.
I'm taking 70% and $100,000, which is it's not even like a cup of coffee.
$100,000.
Yes. That's quite a lot for lilla Borås-laget. Oh, shit. Och sen så kommer första, så har de en träning en måndagkväll, just exercise. They start selling tickets. They got 700 Swedes buying tickets to see a shitty practice. Like,
Magic got good practice.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they play.
I would have bought a ticket,
of course. And then on October 25th, they play a show, fullsatt. I Borås Hallen, såklart.
Of course.
How,
do you know how big the Borås Hallen is?
No, but it's not enormous. But I don't know how much.
Okay.
But they also sent it on, aired it on SVT. They recorded it and sent it. It wasn't live, but they did, like, this is
tape delay.
Crazy.
oh, shit.
So he shows up here. He's got limousines and stuff.
Limousine?
Yeah, and M7 is paying for the whole thing. And
I'm at the bed of liberty.
Yeah. And he's like, he's playing and it's fun. And I'm going to show you a clip later on.
Okay.
It's really fun. And of course, it becomes a great story and all. Like, it's covered in the US and in Europe everywhere. It's insane. Han är ju 40 And he's doing a comeback in Sweden. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
And after a while, starts like slowly derailing. It says in his contract att han har rätt att välja en general manager för laget.
Oh, Lord.
So he chooses his agent, Steve Haney, who is married into the family. Och han börjar beställa fler spelare från USA. Och bara, let's pump this baby up. Ska vi skaffa ett bra lag, liksom. Uh-huh. Och alla bara, oh, okay, there's no money. No, yeah. They don't get any money.
Yeah.
Så det kostar bara mer och mer pengar. Han spelar fler matcher. Han är med och spelar typ, yeah, tror jag, 5 matcher eller någonting. Först spelar han i Borås, sen spelar han över med laget, de vann över laget Salén med 84-61, och sen kanske var den, och sen så åkte han iväg till USA, kom tillbaka, det var 25 oktober, kom tillbaka 13 januari år 2000, spelade 5 matcher till Sundsvall, 94-64 vann de med i Skandinavium. Och sen en träningsmatch mot samma lag 108-93, Norrköping 105-103.
Ooh, close one.
Yeah, yeah.
But they win in every game.
Oh yeah. I Magics sista hemmamatch i Borås besegrades Kvarnby, och sen spelade de mot Alvik, och då var det Globen. Där vann de 120-96 inför 11368
åskådare. Wow. And he played that game.
Yeah, and this wasn't even like the league, I think. They called this the Magic Tour. So it was like a promotional thing.
Smart.
Yeah.
Get that money. They're like, we got to get our 30%.
Eller hur, eller hur. Och sen spelade han inget mer med dem.
Okay.
För sen började ju ekonomin var liksom... De hade typ förutspått att vi kommer gå i vinst med typ 15 miljoner, alla sponsorer och så. Nu låg de med back istället med 3 miljoner.
3 million? Wow!
3 million, yeah.
Sponsors, man. Why didn't they jump on that shit, man? Stadium, where you at?
Yeah, right.
Intersport, where you at?
Yeah,
where,
yeah.
Shit, Nike, you could get Nike. Well,
I don't know, like...
He had Converse when he was in the league.
Han borde ha hittat det, men jag vet inte, för de kanske var så att de bara, men det ska väl laget göra. I don't know.
It's what we do as Americans.
Yeah.
We think every place is America.
Yeah.
It just don't work like that here.
Mm-mm. It's funny. Så det var tänkt att han skulle hålla på i 2 år med dem. Och att de skulle åka till någon turné på Grekland, men det bara sket sig. Och till slut så började hans advokater stämma M7. För att de påstod att de gjorde kontraktsbrott av någon anledning, för att de inte hade några pengar. Men
wow. Wow.
Det blev aldrig någonting av det.
Okay, good.
Because it was bullshit. And then Magic Johnson drog till Danmark. Och så gjorde han samma sak där och namngav ett lag Magic Great Danes. Han spelade 2 matcher och sen så lade det ner. Det projektet lades ner. Men det var kanske också för att det var 9/11 2001. So he got interrupted by that.
That's a terrorist attack.
I gotta go home. Och M7 fick, de hade kvar skulder för 3,54 miljoner några år till. Försökte fråga liksom Magic och advokaterna, så här, kan ni hjälpa till lite? Det är lite ert fel. They were like, no. Och det, just det, och
it was 300,000 to him.
Yeah, like, no, yeah, right, $300,000.
He has one of the, he has a movie chain.
Yeah.
He owns a baseball team now.
What's the movie chain?
Magic Johnson Theaters.
Oh, a cinema movie.
Cinemas. Like cinemas. He has some cinemas all over.
Shit.
He has he owns a baseball team, and he might own a football team soon. This dude has so much money.
And he tried to own a Swedish basketball team, but little did he know that that's not possible.
No.
Men under ett år,
it's their fault too, though.
Well,
they can't act like
it's very naive. Yeah,
they can't act like that. Like, you can't apply that the American capitalist principle to this system here in sports, where it's like a, you know, it's not built like that.
it must have been a miscommunication out of this world.
Yeah.
Like, they were to, like, saying
stuff. Like, when
stuff.
He says, where's the owner? It's like, wait a minute. We're out of our league right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This isn't the same thing. It doesn't translate. We can't
right.
do it.
No. Och bara, nej, ägare, jag är ordförande. Oh, ordförande, yeah, yeah. You're the man. Yes,
he's
I'm
the ordförande.
Yes, I'm a man. Yes, you're the man. Oh, am I? Nice. That was the...
Ordförande is it means owner in English, right? That's what they're thinking of.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the ordförande in of the baseball team now.
Yeah, you are. You're the ordförande. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice.
Oh,
who was the previous ordförande? Well, that was...
yeah, that was last day. Retired.
Retired? Well, how much did you buy the team for? No, I got it. What? This is a great businessman.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This is crazy.
Oh, nah, men så...
it's their fault, too.
It's a little bit their fault. And bad English translation, maybe.
No excitement. Having one of the best basketball players of all time being a part of your team is an exciting thing.
Jag har inte växt upp med basket, för att det är inte så stort i Sverige. Mm. Det är ju stor sport, men inte just här.
Yeah.
Och jag har aldrig sett, liksom, igen. Jag har varit och sett Chicago Bulls match live när jag var i Chicago.
Oh, cool.
Det var coolt. Men jag kan ju inget om, jag vet liksom, yeah, Michael Jordan, okej, okay, Magic Johnson, jag har hört alla de här namnen. Men jag vet ju inte någonting om det. So this was a treat for me to see him play in Borås.
Yeah. I know somebody who played with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know a guy who played on the team with him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
How old is he?
They're older. That's my wife's uncle and his friends. He played ball.
Ooh. That's funny.
And he told me about the guy who, yeah, played with him. Magic.
Shit.
Yeah.
So
it was a big deal, man. I knew of the story.
This is for all the patrons. You can see what we're seeing. Just a tip. Let's see him. Let's see some game.
Det är Salén i blåa tröjor.
Som tar returen.
Oh, vilken pass!
That's him, man. Vilken pass! Look at that. Magic, wide open.
Magic igen!
They're loving him.
Yeah.
13 är Jens Tillman och där har vi Magic Johnson rakt igenom.
Rakt igenom.
10-2.
Damn, he's looking older.
Matchen slutar 84-61.
It's so fun to see, like, everyone is so excited. The Swedes are so cute, the commentators.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Magic! It's like they've never seen basketball being played. It's it's really cool.
That is cool, man.
It's yeah, but I don't know what... Jag vet inte vad som hände, eller varför det bara blev som det blev, men... De hade väl helt olika förväntningar bara. Och sen skett sig. För Steve Haney har sagt efteråt att han ville typ... Det här skulle ju vara en så här... Vi ville satsa på Europa. Vi ville börja med det här laget. Vi ville ju vara här i 20 år. Men på något sätt så måste det ha varit otroligt dålig kommunikation. För att...
Yeah, it seems like... They should have said... It's just not possible in this country.
Yeah. Det känns som att båda försökte förklara för den andra att ni får betala.
Yeah.
And they heard the opposite. Yeah. I don't know. It was so weird.
It might work in like Spain or something.
I guess.
They got a good teams there.
Ja, för
they probably have a similar system.
Ja, och förlåt Borås, men Borås. It's so tiny.
It wouldn't matter where he went though.
No.
Because there's still it's no
magic.
Owners.
Yeah. No owners. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. It's a fun one. It's a cute little story.
Yes, that was a fun one.
Jag fick tipset av en kompis som heter Stefan. Som,
hey, Stefan.
Han lyssnar på podden.
Tack, Stefan.
He's a big fan, so shout out to Stefan.
Shout out.
I was certain you had heard of this. I was so glad.
I knew of it, but I didn't
you
know.
You knew of it? Okay,
I didn't know the whole story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Good poker face. I didn't see it.
No, like I said, I knew a guy who played with him at the thing.
Oh, at Borås.
He played, here. This is a Swedish guy. My wife's uncle. Like,
oh, your wife's uncle. I didn't listen. Sorry.
Well,
yeah. No, I just assumed you knew someone in the States. That's so stupid. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I was a Swedish person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Because my wife's uncle played ball back in the day.
Nu när du har sagt det för tredje gången, nu gick det in.
Yes.
Wife's uncle, motherfucker. Ja, I mean, Magic Johnson i Borås. Sa jag att de gick i konkursen? M7.
No.
Jo, M7 Borås, de hade skulder, fick ingen hjälp, and they went bankrupt.
That's a classic Eric finish.
Shit.
Damn.
And Bertil Larsson committed suicide. No, he didn't. Oh, no, he didn't. No.
I hope he's still around.
He probably is. He's happy. He's a millionaire or something. Happy ending. Whatever.
Shout out to all the ordförande.
Yeah. All the ordförande i Sverige för basketlag.
Shout out to you.
Because funny is also like he wanted all that money. Do you know what a Swedish basketball player made? Hur mycket lön de fick? Om de spelade liksom elitnivå.
Okay.
15-25,000 i månaden.
Wow.
I want $100,000 just for the name.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Åker, du får ingen lön den här månaden. Va? Magic.
Look past the stars and say no. Sorry, yeah. You're a star. We just can't afford it. It's not how it works.
Magic wants a fancy shampoo, so no salary to any of you.
He don't even have hair.
He doesn't even have hair.
Well, I got a mustache, so I need to put my mustache.
Yeah, it's for his mustache. He wants it, so whatever.
Yeah. All right, well, that was fun. Don't forget you could watch these and support us at patreon.com/teachmesweden. Thank y'all so much, man.
Yeah, and also if you like the show and don't have money, go in på Google. Eller vad heter det?
And whatever your podcast app is,
yeah,
and leave a review. Five star review,
please. Only.
5-star review, and you can send suggestions like Stefan did.
Yeah,
teachmesweden@gmail.com or hit us up directly. Write it in Swedish for Eric, and write it in English for me.
This has been a treat, a pleasure, and a Teach Me Sweden. Jag har varit Erik Broström
and John the Rollins teaching you Sweden.
Fred.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.